You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and we're still blessed by the appearance of Steve Quayle. You are listening to the Common Sense Show, where we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and hopefully it's more than one. And a man who has freed a lot of enslaved minds, too many to count, is our special guest, Steve Quayle. And Steve, here is my mortal greatest fear. You know, I trust that the Lord's going to take care of me, and I'm going to be where I'm supposed to be, and He is going to take care of my needs, and when it's my time, it's my time. When I allow my imagination to creep away from that, what I know to be true, because I read what they're planning. I know what they want to do. When Jade Helm 15 or its successor, Jade Helm 16, whenever it comes, when they start going door to door, what's going to happen, Steve? What is that night? Because it's always going to come at night. It's going to come after 11 p.m. at night, usually about 3 a.m. What's going to happen, Steve? What could we expect?
Well, I think that the whole Jade Helm exercise should have been, a pun intended, a red flag to the bull that is being believed and I would say this, misdirected and misguided. For instance, the average person who has a rifle or has a handgun is not aware of military tactics. When they come, they're going to come in whatever size team that they believe you are a threat. In other words, if I'm a I'm just using this. Let's use someone else. If someone is a spec ops guy, former SF guy, Special Forces, former Green Beret, former SEAL, whatever, you know, they're going to come with the appropriate firepower. And let me share this. The person who they come after cannot be where they normally are. This is what my prayer has been for everybody, Dave. And somebody says, well, you're going to have to take your gun up and get out of that prayer stuff. My critics always say that. I said, look, I'm prepared to do what I've got to do to defend my family. I know how it works at night. I've been selling night vision and thermal stuff for 30 years through my survival company. I don't any longer, Bob Griswold, Ready Made Resources. But the thing that is important for people to understand is this, that they are going to try and catch you in the night. So if I know they're coming for me in the night, I'm going to change my sleeping habits. If I know that they've got my GPS dialed in and zeroed in and, you know, they're overflying me. By the way, most people probably haven't had the blessing I've had of having a drone over you at about 100, maybe 150 feet max, you know. A predator in my case, you know, and that was back in the days, what, 2-3 years ago, when they were openly talking about targeting individuals that were not politically correct. And, you know, my only thought was, Lord, smite it in Jesus' name. And where's my Barrett? That was the other thought, okay? The point is that we're at a time now where people have got to ask yourself this question. Why are you a target for everything you paid taxes for? Why are they trying to kill you? Why do they want to kill your wife, your children, your grandchildren? Now, somebody says, oh, you're just such a big fear monger. That's all you do. Oh, yeah, read the MIAC report. Anybody who wasn't beyond torqued, and I'll use that word instead of the PO'd word, torque, T-O-R-Q-U-E. That means when you take a wrench and crank it to where the bolt head breaks if you put too much pressure on it. When you see a pregnant woman on a swing set and she's a target, a little kid is a target? No, by the way, remember who's funding ISIS. What makes you think your kids are going to go, you know, be even have the chance to live in the worst squalor. They are, how do I say this? Besides being perverted, they are astonishingly wicked. That's why every night you must pray and cover your children and your wife, even if she doesn't like you, or the opposite way, for the blood of Jesus to cover them. Because, Lord, we have to have an active faith, Dave, and then we got to be like Nehemiah in our households, okay? Whatever God's given you to do, obviously your show, your writing talents, and again, I want to make this clear. I am not telling anybody who's on the wall to get down and do anything different. I'm just telling you where I'm headed, and I'm headed there with Pastor Langford because we're both about the same age. I'm 64. I think he's maybe 62, maybe just 60. Forgive me, David, if I added a couple of years to your life. But the point is, it comes to this idea that, like you said, I know where I'm at on the list. I know where I'd be dead if it weren't for all the people that pray for me. I've got people who I've never met, will never meet them, saying, we're praying for you. You got people praying for you too, Dave. And, you know, I was once at, I think, Keystone, a conference up in the mountains. Some of you listening may have been at that conference. And in the, even in those days, 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, I don't even remember the time, 1988, I do remember the time. That's longer than that. That's, what, 27 years ago? Whatever. It was when Wiesenhot wrote the book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Was Going to Come in 1988. Well, I had an answer. My book was one sentence. He's not coming in 1988 because it's not time yet. And now you got guys coming up with 7, 8, 9, 10 raptures, and the people are still here. But they never speak out. They never speak out against the slaughter of their Christian brothers, especially in Africa, especially in Asia, especially in Iraq, Iran, Syria. Dave, you know what? The most disgusting thing, and I want to bring this up because this little girl I'm going to make a beeline to in heaven, and Lord, I want you to hold me to this. The little girl whose heart was ripped up by those monsters, heart was ripped out and her trachea, you know, was exposed. A little girl, a beautiful little brunette girl. Did you see that picture?
I did. It broke my heart.
It broke your heart, okay? What, and I've asked the Lord this question because we're almost through my part of the show, but I said, Lord, what is it going to take? What does it take if the most horrific, heinous, wicked, oh, by the way, shouldn't Obama be talking out about the gay rights of those guys that are throwing off the top of buildings? You know, shouldn't he be speaking out against that? And oh, by the way, women's libbers, why aren't you speaking out about the women being buried and then stoned? Why aren't you speaking out about the genital mutilation? Yes. Why aren't you speaking out against the hanging? Why aren't you speaking out against the rape of these little girls, these 12, 14-year-old girls that wish they were die and are praying to a God they don't even know exists? Yet God has marvelously saved so many of those little girls because you want to know why? A couple of Marines had the balls to get out there, make a difference, come on talk radio, share their vision, and the people in talk radio land became active. And God bless Jeremiah Farrell and Jamie and all those guys and all the women that were over there, and Jeremiah and his wife are still over there, and they just had a baby in the middle of the battle. And so the point is, what I'm saying, Dave, is people can make a difference. Look at what happened, Roe v. Wade. One woman. By the way, guess who was backing that one woman? It was the pharmaceutical companies. Gee, surprise, surprise, the pharmaceutical companies. Who is making war on all the dead doctors? What are we up to? 5 and 5 now? 5 dead, 5 disappeared? Mike Adams, Natural Health News, basically doing a marvelous job. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't think this thing is in effect? And so what I'm saying again is thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for those of you that pray and intercede. Thank you for those of you who acknowledge that for however long I've got breath, I've got a voice. And I'm going to use that voice to bless, to encourage, to teach the people of God. Look, like I said, I learned everything the hard way, but I learned some things in the supernatural presence of living God. And it's my heart to impart that relevance of the power of God into people's lives. Not as, lay your hands on the TV, brethren, and I promise you for a donation of $99.95, I'm going to give you a multiplied tenfold blessing, you know. And somebody says, but you just picked my pocket. How about a new pair of pants, you know? So the point is, I'm sorry, I'm really tired of the false shepherds literally shearing the sheep and then turning them into heroes, you know, lamb burgers. And people have got to wise up, Dave. That's why each man is required to do what he believes that God has called him to do, and God will provide. It's just like when, you know, John Moore or Paul or somebody gives you confirmation, then I call you or send you an email and others get confirmation.
Yes.
You know, I send what I get. Can I be more discerning? I wish I could. I'm trying. I pray. But, you know, listen, Job's friends, again, please, I want to make this one more request. If you are using an anonymous email, put military in the line, because I'm now, from tomorrow on, I'm blocking every single email that are cowards, okay? And even talking on the show, I just got another email from Anonymous V. I just, not V the V, but Anonymous V. I absolutely am not going to put up with any more Anonymous. One guy took you and I to task. I tried to answer him, you know, and all it was profanity and, you know, a spoof server address. You know, it's amazing that at least at least our real enemies usually have no problem putting their names on something. It's the cowards that lurk in the background. I'll tell you this: there's only one group of people I see in history that basically hide in the shadows. They're either warriors who are killing you at night, or they're demons coming to take you away or to mess your life up. Come into the light. Jesus said he is the truth, the way, and the light. He's also the truth, the way, and the life. He is the light of the world. Unfortunately, his people have put a bushel over it, and they want to lift up the bushel from the outside and see if there's anybody else lighting up, you know, so they might say, yeah, way to go, Dave Hodges. God bless you. Keep it going, brother. I'm right behind you. No, no, no. Dave, let me give you the best piece of advice I can ever give anybody. Anybody that tells you that they're behind you, say, uh-uh, I don't trust anybody that's behind me. You come up and walk alongside me. Doesn't that sound like good advice?
It sounds like it's biblical advice to me.
You know, I mean, you know, I don't want a pat on the back. You know why? Pat on the backs turn to knives in the back, okay?
Yeah.
You know, God wants us to be his extension in the world. He wants us to share the good news that God loves his creation. And isn't it amazing that the people that love Satan, they must basically be bathed in blood, because they sure have got a lot of it. And let's say one more thing about Hollywood and the perversion coming out of Hollywood. Years ago, I want to make a statement, and believe it or not, God confirmed this today. I posted on my alert. I have a guy that's a rodent control specialist in Los Angeles. The sewer pipes are rotting. Did you see that story?
I did, yes.
Okay, what years ago, and I think it was like the first or second month I was on the show, my own first show on radio, I forget what it was called, Blueprint for Survival, or something like that, I was saying the day will come when America will be drowning in its own defecant. And now, Dave, if you take the excreted pharmaceuticals and this story, but what he said, now this is so prophetic and so absolutely night following day. He said, Steve, the pipes are so rotten now that we've got a rat infestation in the sewers that we never had to deal with on the level or magnitude, and it's getting worse. Isn't that interesting, Dave, that the more sewage we have, the more rats we have? You can apply that, too, to national policy and human beings, you know. And unfortunately, we all know where all roads don't lead to Rome. They lead to the slaughterhouse.
Well, they certainly do. I mean, when we talk about water, let me be pragmatic for a second. I've written about this in the L.A. Basin. You have proposed in California, and it's going on in some communities already out there, toilet to tap water. You can't filter all this out. You can't filter out the pharmaceuticals. You can't filter out all the lead that's coming through from these corroded pipes, which are lowering IQs. And, Steve, I know you know this. IQs across America are dropping precipitously.
Absolutely. And Dave, if that doesn't do it, vaccines are doing it. You know, here's the deal. You know, I watched, I think, a YouTube where Megyn Kelly, you know, the blonde, nice-looking news commentator, where you were mocking those of us who are anti-vaxxers, okay? Vaccines, you know, it was Eustace Mullen who, 20-some years ago, I think, what was his name of his book, Death by Injection, or murder by injection, something like that. And he was the first one to call, you know, everyone's attention to it. Not only are we dumb, you know, but we're turning into a bunch of twinks, okay? Twinks. We're turning into an effeminized, and well, Vladimir Putin, you know, look, I'd sit down with Vladimir Putin and talk to that guy, and I would love to do that, because at least he cares for his country. Now, look, I understand everything, but how do you say to Russians who are asking the Russian Orthodox Church to bless their men before they go into battle versus the enemy in our camp, and Putin made the statement. Remember when Saudi Arabia was giving him a bunch of crap? Putin said, you even initiate anything, and I'm going to take out Mecca. Well, there's something about a guy, and by the way, that's Michael Savage's new book, you know, about, you know, the coming World War III. What is it, Countdown to Mecca or something? The point that I'm trying to make in all this, that they're training their kids to be future warriors. We are training our kids to be a bunch of androgynes, okay? They want to break that boundary also. And it's kind of on the left hand, they're turning everybody androgynous, and I think the not only the story, girls' clothing, but they're giving men bouffant hairdos, you know? I mean, come on, people. Wake up. If the Washington Post or New York Times says that, cancel your subscription. Come on, people. Don't watch the network news. You know who's griping in the background about all the alternative media, who, of course, is never relevant, is those guys, you know? Dave, there are times when we're on, when a show is a gangbuster, or when I'm on with Doug, that sometimes it'll go 3 million viewers or listeners, actually listeners, and then, you know, that's as big as Fox. So there are people out there that are starting to get it. Garbage in, garbage out. And so that's what we are talking about tonight, you know? We are talking about the necessity of becoming proactive in your family's safety, proactive in your preparation. And you know what the word that most Americans have the hardest time with? Priorities, prioritizing, okay? It's not tough to basically say, you know, I'm not going to watch this idiot show on television. I'm going to just go grab my Bible and read Jeremiah 50 and 51. I'm going to go grab my Bible and read Ezekiel 33. I'm going to go grab my Bible and read Jeremiah 23. These are actual Bible verses about watchmen, about what happens to Mystery Babylon. You see, there are still guys saying, and well-known, well-meaning to see people, that literally Iraq will be rebuilt, and that's the Mystery Babylon. Hello, get a clue. You know, read The End of America, read John Price's Daughter of Babylon. See, why is it that people don't want to even engage that thought? Because it goes against what they've been brainwashed. And when you talked about the dumbing down, I talk about a dual process. The frontal lobe is numbed or dumbed down. The cerebral, what is it in the back? The back part of your brain. What is that called?
I think it's the cerebellum.
The cerebellum, okay.
Controls motor movement.
The cerebellum, numbed and dumbed, okay. Critical thinking skills no longer exist. Look at how many engineers China's turning out. Look at how many new weapon systems Russia's turning out. Does it even dawn on people that the regular U.S. military has been systematically taken apart? Does it dawn on anybody? If you just watch Sputnik, and I put up the stories, I mean, look, say what you will about Russia, but they're building weapon systems like no tomorrow. Say what you will about China. And by the way, in the same flight school, to a man, which was, I think there were 200 Chinese pilots that this pilot instructor teacher was teaching, when he said, what will you guys do about Japan? He said the entire room stood up and said, we will crush them and destroy them in an hour. Okay? See, they remember something, and most people won't know what I mean by this, but I'll give you a hint. Go look up Unit 731 or Dr. Ishii, I-S-H-I. Dr. Ishii was the equivalent of Dr. Mengele in the Japanese War. What they did to the Chinese people, they haven't forgotten. China's got a long memory, and they also have a long history of existence, and they're actually very incredibly capable people. You see, the rhetoric that comes out of the official mouthpieces of the U.S. press is nothing but vomit. Vomit was food once until it's digested and it's regurgitated. So basically, I look at the American mainstream press is nothing more than the Roman equivalent of a vomitorium. You know what a vomitorium was? When they couldn't have any more perversions, they went and ate and ate and ate. Then they would force themselves to throw up so they could go and eat and eat and eat more, okay? Well, it's pretty soon it comes out your nostrils. And at this point, Dave, we're at a time unlike any other, so people have got to be on their toes. They have to understand that when you say, what will it be like, they'll come at night, they'll come swiftly. That's why you've got to understand the last thing you do is go stand in the door. Don't make it easy. Learn the value of smoke. Learn the value of night vision. The smoke meaning I think it was Special Forces or Green Beret, is pop the smoke and go. In other words, run for your life, but use anything you can for cover concealment. And there are great books out there. But one of the things that people have got to, you've got to understand this, you have to develop the mindset that you are going to stop evil. You're going to stop it to any degree you can in your own family's lives. You're going to stop it in your neighbor's lives. And I understand the ramifications of what I'm saying, but I also understand that only 3%, and probably of the 3%, 0.01% were the ones really behind this whole destruction. And by the way, the rainbow that they have adopted as their coverall that they painted on the White House, that's a six-color rainbow, God's seven, and that even is a barrier and probably the most powerful thing I've ever read in my entire life. If you ask me, the most powerful thing I've read in all my research is the one that was provided for me by Will B., called Mr. Langley. It's on page 241 and 242 of Xenogenesis. It explains what chemtrails doing. It's explaining that God in his mercy, even in the visible light spectrum, he set the colors to keep evil entities out, and now they're destroying that to allow the evil entities in. So that's what's going on, and I would encourage people to really realize this, that understanding the scriptures, hide them in your heart. My favorite scripture is this, Dave. At the time I am afraid, I trust in thee. The Lord is my strength, my rock, my high tower. In him will I put my trust. Lean not. Listen, there is no man who's going to come to your aid when no man can come to your aid.
I agree.
There is no, except the power of God will deliver you, will deliver me. And if not, where do we go? We go immediately to be with him. But before we go to be with him, God has that time and that purpose to basically get us to be, ready. And I want everybody to know, keep your eyes on keep your eyes on any fence posts you have. Keep your eyes on your front of your house. If you see a red dot, sometimes on your mailbox, I just got an email from Romy. She said she just got a red property marker, it's not a property marker. And by the way, they put a red one on her house the other night. They took it down. They put a new one on. So that means to me that they're starting to mark people. And by the way, Romy was sprayed, Dave, by a crop duster plane, and she fought organophosphate poisoning. What kind of devils will spray a woman, coming down to Bozeman for a conference? And it's just almost like right out of the movie. So God bless you, and thank you, and thanks for having me on tonight.
Yeah, my brother, thanks for coming on with us. It's stevequayle.com. Steve, I'll get out more information after we break away for our messages here. But we just blew through that last break, but it was needed. And thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to the next time you come on.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.
God bless. Wow. Katie, let me bring you in here real quick here. I've got to take care of a couple of items here of business, so just stay with us. Renaissance Precious Metals, you can connect through Steve through my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. You can also sign up for our newsletter. We encourage you to do both. Wanted to also mention that Before It's News is kind enough to pick up every one of my articles. They feature them quite frequently. It's citizen journalism at its best. Anyone can write an article. That's the strength. Yeah, and it's the weakness. But you get to decide. You get to be the decider, not some censor agent sitting in the back room at Fox and CNN. BeforeIt'sNews.com, highly recommended by The Common Sense Show. And again, I'm still talking a lot about Pat Wood's book. And he was on GCN last night, a friend of mine, Erskine Overnight. had a great interview, and I caught part of it as much as I could since our power was out intermittently last night after we returned from vacation. But Pat Wood's book is available, and he's got a special for Common Sense Show listeners. Just go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click it on, and you'll notice the ad because it says Patrick Wood. It's blinking on and off. It's in the center of the website. You can't miss it. And you'll go to the Common Sense Show webpage, and you'll see what Pat has available for you. And last, and certainly not least, is our health reporter, Katie. And I'm going to have Katie give out her own information in just a moment to make sure that I'm staying with an FDA guidelines. And this will serve as the first segment of the health report brought to you by Dave Hodges, because I'm going to say what Katie may not be able to say because the FDA does not control me, because I don't deal in natural food and natural products related to healthcare. Codex Alimentarius, the overtaking of the alternative healthcare industry by the pharmaceuticals because they don't like competition. You see, alternative healthcare, like essential oils, there are no side effects. But the FDA will sanction medicines for Merck like Celebrex that kills over 100,000 people. That's okay. They can mention cure and healing and all that crap. But when you come down to something like essential oils that I and my friends have all experienced, you can't tell me, FDA, not to tell the truth when I've had the experience for myself. And don't tell me it's anecdotal, it's placebo. Not when you got 100,000 people being killed by major pharmaceuticals that you do nothing about except to hire their retiring executives to serve on your sanctioning boards. Katie Whalen is bringing you the truth, and I'm going to have her give out her contact information, because there are certain things now, because of new regulations from the FDA, that she can no longer say. And I think we ought to rebel against this. Line up, call Katie tomorrow, and she'll talk to you individually about your health care needs, just like Steve Quayle will talk to you about your gold needs, just like Bob Griswold will talk to you about your survival needs. This is why I choose the sponsors I do, because they serve a service to my listening audience. This is about getting you prepared to get as many of us through what's coming as possible. Katie, tell people how they can contact you tomorrow.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm mad as hell, and I am not going to take it anymore.
There you go. Well, yes, once again, the hammer is coming down, so we have some new stifling regulations and warnings coming from the FDA. And I want the listeners to kind of perk up your ears on this one, because you all listening are the ones who can change this, who can make a difference and just push through. So, we cannot speak about certain things when talking about natural medicines. And oops, was I supposed to say medicines? I don't know.
Okay, I'll say it. You didn't say that, Katie. I said medicines. Stuff that when I was sicker than a dog last March, mm-hmm. Katie worked with my wife to get me back to health very quickly.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call them medicines. They're natural medicines. And I've said this before. They're God's medicine. So if they want to take it up with him, they can do that, because he's my covering. So I'm just going to speak out. These are natural remedies. They have no side effects. They work synergistically with the human body, unlike the hundreds of thousands that are killed each year by pharmaceuticals. So here's the deal. Until I can work through the new regs and self-regulate myself to a certain degree to make the powers that be happy, I'm going to speak as freely as I can, but until I come up with some ideas on how to navigate this and through my website, I'm going to encourage people to just call me directly at 720-630-3111, and I'll give that out again. But what I want to do is help you navigate the world of essential oils and health products that I recommend. So we're going to work out a way. We're not going to stop. We're not going to quit. And we're going to keep promoting. However, we're going to figure out a way to make this river run as strong as it can. So contact me tomorrow, 720-630-3111 is probably the best way. We can have a 10 or 15 minute consult, figure out what you're looking to do, and I can send you to whatever information will help you out. How's that, Dave?
I think you did good, but just keep in mind, mm-hmm. when you watch a commercial on television, and my wife and I were joking about this the other night, is we had the news on San Diego, and we were getting ready to go out and meet family for dinner who live over in San Diego. And we were watching, and then the pharmaceuticals came on with their little commercials. When half of the commercial time is taken up with the side effects that can kill you, it's time to call Katie. Mm-hmm. It's time to throw that stuff down the garbage. Now, don't put it in the toilet. You heard from Steve what happens. You don't want to ingest it, you know, kind of like secondhand smoke. But call Katie. Katie, give out your number again.
Yeah, it's 720-630-3111. So call me, and we're going to bypass whatever regulations. We're going to get this through. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, but a little bit of Gandhi is in order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by the Gandhi reference?
Oh, yes. Passive
Katie,
resistance.
Katie, no side effects. Mark, death pills. Katie, right. Health and wellness. Monsanto, death, destruction, and the worship of Satan. Okay, I think I made that pretty clear. Katie, what's on tap for tonight?
What's on tap for tonight? I want to play off some things Steve was going over and segue into my segment. But Steve really hit home. The ultimate protector is God. When everything comes down, God is going to be our provider, our protector. And if it's our time, it's our time. If it's not, I think things are going to happen supernaturally. That's my personal belief. But this is the time to start thinking about clearing your body, clear your mind, get some clarity, clean yourself up. And I mean clean yourself up, you know, from the things that cloud us from hearing the voice of God. But especially in these days, we need more than ever to hear the voice of God with no blockage, as much clarity as possible. And that means getting healthy. If you're under the influence of any kind of pharmaceutical drugs, I don't care if it's for pain or whatever it is, please try to work with a holistic physician and start to clear yourself up, because you want to hear the voice of God. You want to be able to pay attention to what is happening. So one of the first stories kind of falls in line with that I thought was pretty interesting and wanted to cover tonight was from Dr. Mercola's site. And by the way, anybody can go to later tonight. I will have all these links up so you can read the full articles and catch all the details that I didn't, because these are really good pieces. But you can go to my blog, which is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com, and I'll have these posted later after the show. So this one is How OxyContin Became the Most Dangerous and Hottest Selling Narcotic in History. This is from the original is from Dr. Mercola's site. But they call it the tiny time release time bomb. So as soon as it was released, Purdue Pharma hailed OxyContin as its new miracle pill for pain sufferers. So drug company representatives told physicians and patients OxyContin was safer than other narcotics because it was time release. Well, that has nothing to do with it. So there was essentially no potential for abuse, but nothing could have been farther from the truth. So OxyContin is the time-release version of oxycodone, which is an addictive drug in painkillers such as Percodan, Percocet. So tolerance builds really quickly. And oh my gosh, anybody who's had any kind of surgery or long-term chronic pain, they're stuck on OxyContin. It's a deadly, 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 deadly drug. So it says, how did OxyContin get so big so fast? Money. Hello. In the first year, it was 1996, OxyContin earned Purdue Pharma $45 million in sales. By 2001, 5 years, it ballooned to $1.1 billion. So we all know, anybody listening to this show knows there's big money in big pharma. 10 years later, the sales totaled $3.1 billion. It didn't take long for some to realize what a dangerous drug OxyContin was, but critics' cries were drowned out by the Purdue massive marketing campaign. We've heard that before, too. So the drug company's unprecedented brainwashing campaign got OxyContin propaganda into the hands of physicians and patients alike, even medical school classrooms, giving them hope that a safe, user-friendly drug, and they would take them out and, give them brochures and videotapes and wine and dine them. So that's really how this stuff pushes through, is that kind of propaganda campaign. But the real dangerous thing with this is using and quitting OxyContin can make you very sick. It can actually kill you, has the potential to kill you. So if you've been on it for several weeks after a surgery, get off it with your doctor's help as soon as possible. If you're going to be on it for a while, you're in for a rude awakening. But patients taking OxyContin experience a variety of adverse effects, including depression, mood swings, nodding off during the day, disrupted interpersonal relationships, and other problems. So those wanting to discontinue the drug typically have a difficult time getting off it, often becoming quite sick. It says sometimes long-term methadone treatment is required to break severe OxyContin dependence. This stunned me that people would have to go on methadone to get off OxyContin, which was touted as this safe time-release drug. It's a form of methadone is a synthetic form of opium. So they're having to take opium to get off OxyContin. So,
you know, Katie, let me interject this. I know you probably remember the Rush Limbaugh scandal when it came to this drug.
Mm-hmm.
And I could and see Rush fell into disfavor because he actually started to go a little more to the libertarian side than I think his sponsors and, let's put it this way, bigger people wanted him to.
Mm-hmm.
And he developed an OxyContin habit.
Yes, I remember.
Why?
Read that.
Because it was off of a definitive medical condition which the drug was prescribed for him. And I was saying the whole time, I'm not a fan of Rush Limbaugh. Never have been. I don't dislike the guy. I just don't follow his work. But the way that he was vilified in the mainstream media, I said right then, there's an agenda here because we're dealing with a guy who was given a drug, probably like candy, dispensed like candy from his doctor, and he didn't know how to get off of it. That didn't make him a bad guy. It made him a victim of the drug, and all he did was get vilified. And they were talking about putting him in jail, and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? But this isn't just Rush Limbaugh. How many people does this affect across the country, as far as you know?
Oh, there are just millions of them, because they're given most spinal surgeries and really, really painful issues. It's the drug of choice. So if it's a chronic issue, then yeah, you've got people on it long term. And the longer they stay on it, the more difficult and deadly it is to get off of it. And that's what I want people to understand about this OxyContin, or it's called Percocet or Percodan, how dangerous it is. So if you have a surgery, you have something, just be aware that if this is being prescribed, as soon as you can get off it, you can. And in this particular article, there are some different ways that you can get off it. But some of the typical symptoms of coming off withdrawal symptoms are anxiety, restlessness, insomnia, abdominal cramps, nausea, diarrhea, flu-like symptoms, aching, chills, elevated blood pressure, heart rate, tremors, seizures, convulsions. I mean, this is pretty serious stuff. But it also, this article is great because it also goes into some terrific ways to get off the drug, natural ways. And the first one that I have covered before in this show many times is medical marijuana. So it's a medical marijuana. States with medical marijuana laws see painkiller deaths drop by 25%. That's pretty startling stuff. But you're not going to see that in the mainstream news. Amazingly enough, it was Sanjay Gupta was on CNN, but you're not going to see it all that much. So you've got medical cannabis for pain, and I've talked to people who have testified that it's an amazing, amazing relief, pain relief. There's getting off processed foods, taking high-quality omega-3 fats for the body, optimize your vitamin D levels. There's laser therapy, chiropractic and natural treatments, acupuncture, essential oils. There's all kinds of different things, and you can find them in this article. So I would suggest, once I've got it posted, or you can go to Mercola, Dr. Mercola's site, and it's called How OxyContin Became the Most Dangerous Drug and Hottest Selling Narcotic in History. I would recommend people go there. Really study up on that. So that is my shout out for OxyContin users. Kind of a wake up call. But the next
I want to say this though, Katie, to the people who are listening who might have this problem, there is help available. Your doctor may not tell you about it, but if you call your local SARC, Salvation Army Rehabilitation Center, SARC, just Google that. If they can't help you, they'll be able to refer you to someone where you can get help.
Yes.
And I just don't want to see any more people who suffer, because these people aren't drug addicts. These people are doing what their doctors have told them to do to alleviate terrific pain, and there is help available out there. Don't suffer with this.
Exactly. And there's also that healthgrades.com where you can go and type in the city you're in and the kind of doctor, naturopathic doctor you're looking for, healthgrades.com, and find a doctor in your area and help. Ask them to help you find alternative methods to get off these drugs. So another article that I found interesting, which I had never even thought of this, is Roundup, which is our lovely Monsatan, Dave? Monsatan,
yes.
Life of Satan.
Monsatan.
Is Roundup the cause of gluten intolerance? So this is from Mother Earth News, and it says a compelling new peer review report from two U.S. scientists argue that increased use of Monsanto's glyphosate herbicide, trade name Roundup, could be the cause of the epidemic of symptoms labeled as gluten intolerance, which I found fascinating because I don't remember gluten intolerance as a child. Do you? We ate Wonder Bread, for crying out loud. It was loaded with gluten. But it's what they're doing, how they're treating the wheat. They're drying the wheat with the glyphosate. If not just outright using it, but it says increased use of Monsanto's glyphosate herbicide could be the cause of gluten intolerance, according to compelling new peer review report from two U.S. scientists. Farmers are now using glyphosate not only to control weeds, but also to dry down wheat, rice, sugarcane, and other crops just before harvest, resulting in higher residues in the foods that we eat. So this is one reason that this is all happening. The celiac disease and more generally gluten intolerance is a growing problem worldwide, especially in North America and Europe, where there are estimated 5% of the population now suffers from it to some degree or another. Symptoms are nausea, diarrhea, skin rashes, anemia, depression, but it's the characteristics of celiac, impairment of many. This kind of gets into the whole weeds on the science of it. But the basic thing is the glyphosate is known to inhibit certain enzymes, and that's what's contributing to a lot of the problems here. So it also creates a deficiency in tryptophan, tyrosine, methionine, and these are essential amino acids. So we did a show a long time ago about how important amino acids are to the human body and especially to the brain. So this is creating autoimmune diseases. So I would suggest that people go to Mother Earth News and read about that and understand a little bit more about glyphosates and how they could possibly be affecting the gluten intolerance movement all across the country. So it's pretty nasty stuff. And gluten intolerance, you could be celiac, or you could just have, for me, I don't have a problem with it. But if I stay away from gluten, I feel a whole lot better. I get some symptoms. So it's even affecting really healthy people with good constitutions. So they're really gumming up the works, pun intended there. But one more article here, another Dr. Mercola article. And this is the collapse of big farming and the destruction it has caused. So if you've heard of CAFO, C-A-F-O, it's mm-hmm. the confined animal feeding operations. Well, many, many years ago, the fast food industry and just massive, raising animals and for egg laying and pork and beef producers, they wanted quick, cheap, massive amounts of food raised. So they started this CAFO, the confined animal feeding. Well, the whole practice itself has been destructive, and it's starting to manifest now, decades later. It's a corporate-controlled system characterized by large-scale, centralized, low-profit margin production, processing, distribution of food. So by 1980, chicken, pig, beef, dairy, kayfabes were firmly established, and that came about pretty much with the fast food revolution. So antibiotic-resistant disease is one serious consequence that now claims the lives of 23,000 Americans every year. Then we have highly contagious MRSA has jumped species. This is just one more result of farming. Yeah, when you raise animals like this in an unnatural fashion, you're going to have these diseases. So there's something called LA MRSA or La MRSA. It's a livestock-associated methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. And so that is becoming a huge problem. Poor hygiene, yes, but it's emerging in animals all over the place. Could worldwide MRSA epidemic from CAFO meat be just around the corner? So this is interesting because it plays into the TPP that we covered quite a while ago. Remember the story I did a few weeks ago about how the TPP will, for all intents and purposes, prohibit countries from importing foods from other countries with high risk factors in food production. Well, there's been cases in Denmark where 60 to 70% of pig farmers carrying the infection, and experts are warning that LA MRSA in Denmark's out of control. So these countries will not be able to say no to products coming from these countries that have bad practices. So let's see, we have the U.S. swine population affected. Remember the pig virus that happened?
Yes, very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it specifically illustrates here, while the bad feeding animal practices and the antibiotics that they're giving them, but feeding animal to animal, same species, brought about the mad cow disease. So we've got all that. This is all a byproduct of this CAFO. So
there's a health principle in here that is centuries old in its principle, Katie. You remember the Aztecs, and they used to eat the brains of the people they conquered, or in these sacrifices they do, mm-hmm. they would eat mm-hmm. the brains of the people. And when you consume that, it leads to decline in your own species, leads
yes.
to lower cognitive function, and then it leads to an impaired immune system.
Yes.
And we know that from the Aztecs from centuries ago. And here we have these American corporations, these American-based multinational corporations, who are emulating the Aztecs, and we know how deadly this is.
Well, it's the bottom line. It's all about the bottom line. So that, yes, they do know this. You can't feed species to species, or it does cause major, major issues. So, and then we had, what was it, the chickens in Wisconsin? Was it 50 million birds were killed by the outbreak just this last spring? Was it this last winter in Wisconsin
yes.
and Minnesota? So what Dr. McCullough is bringing up here is this has the potential. Animal disease may be used as a biological weapon, experts warn, because of arrangements like the TPP. So livestock-acquired diseases may, in fact, become the next generational biowarfare, according to some experts. According to, said Bernard Vallat, general director of the World Health Organization, 60% of human disease comes from animal agents, and 80% of the agents that could be used for bioterrorism are animal origin. That's pretty frightening if you think about that. And should an animal disease jump species, as we're seeing with LA MRSA and the CAFO model, will virtually ensure that contaminated foods will spread the disease far and wide in a very short amount of time. So what he suggests, rethink your shopping habits. And I brought this up when I was going over the simple ways of getting healthy is stop and think about what you're eating and when you're shopping, what you're buying. So he suggests Local Harvest. And if you go to this link, you'll be able to see Local Harvest. It's a website that'll help you find farmers markets in your area, family farms, national list, farmers markets, a national list of farmers markets. Shop smart and shop well and eat well. So there's the Eating Well Guide, a wholesome food for healthy animals.
Well, I got a question for you. Go on from that. Localharvest.com, is that what it would be?
Let's see, eat well, wholesome food from healthy animals. It's a link that you can click on. And so it takes, it's an Eat Well guide. It's a free online directory of sustainably raised meats, poultry, dairy, and eggs in farm stores, restaurants, inns, and hotels. So this is going to be a great resource when I get it on the blog. I would highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm. Give out your blog's address again.
Yep. It's theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. Theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. And also, real quick, if I have about a minute, he goes into the difference between 100% USDA organic, what that means. Then you'll see the labeling that says no antibiotics administered. Then grass-fed, then American grass-fed, then antibiotic-free, opposed to no antibiotic residues, no antibiotic growth promotants, natural or all natural. These are all very different. So people say, oh, I'm buying natural beef. It's not what you think it is. So go to the site and check out what these differences are before you go out shopping. And shop smart, shop healthy. So that's my report for the night.
Katie, do you know that you're saving lives?
I hope so.
You really are. Steve Quayle is saving lives. He's saving souls. Hopefully we're doing some of that too. But you're directly intervening here in ways that help people. Again, very quickly, because we're almost out of time, mm-hmm. give out your phone number where people can call you about essential oils and your other fine group of health products.
Okay. Call me tomorrow, and we will chat about getting you healthy through different essential oils and health products at 720-630-3111. And my blog, where you can get all these links and this great information to shop smart, is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. And there's hyperlinks at the Common Sense Show, too.
Yeah, exactly. Page 2 in the About, Katie's bio, has all of these connections if you forget them. And that's okay. By the way, next week, John B. Wells. And he and I are going to be doing a lot of sharing about what's going on in the world. He's been revealing some things. We've been revealing things. And we're going to compare notes. And in 2 weeks, Joe Hagman. Oh, has he got some stuff. Anyway, thanks for joining us at our new time. We greatly appreciate you. Go out and have a great week. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.